You're listening to Confidently She, a lifestyle and mindset podcast hosted by copywriter and body confidence coach, Rebecca Storm. Get ready to quiet your inner critic and stop second-guessing yourself to become Confidently She. Welcome to another episode of Confidently She. I'm Rebecca Storm, your host and confidence coach, and this episode is extra special because, yes, we have another amazing guest with us. Today, we are talking with Kelly Morgan. She is a PhD, and she owns Serona, where she is a health coach for busy, high-achieving women who have put their health on the back burner while kicking butt in the rest of their lives. She helps women gain control of their health and use it as a tool for continuing to lead their crazy lives and achieve their big dreams. She has personally recovered from anorexia, gained too much weight in a time of stress, and finally discovered how to make her health so much easier. And that's what we're going to be talking about with you today. Kelly, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me about your journey.
Hi, Rebecca and listeners. I'm just so happy to be here. First of all, being a confidence coach is the coolest thing ever.
And thank you.
I'm excited to even talk to you.
Yeah. So give us a little bit of background about how you started your business and your personal journey that kind of led you to this line of work.
Yeah, you bet. It's my business as a health coach is one of those, it sort of lays in between a medical doctor and a therapist. It's somewhere in between there. And I ended up doing that because I just felt that there was a lack of really like people out there that could give someone who's smart enough to look up information, but's overwhelmed with health information that's out there, doesn't have time for all the shenanigans, and just needs to like cut to the point of what to do.
Yeah.
So when I started my health coaching business, I certainly have not made up the word or the realm of health coaching. So I'm not trying to claim that. But when I started, I was doing it really as a way just to like on the side, help some people really like try to make their lives easier. So I am an overcomplicator just by nature. Mm-hmm. And I've made it work. I've found ways to make what I have to simple, but I've made, you know, overcomplicating things work because I kind of understand where people are coming from when they do that. Mm-hmm. So like you said, just the quick tour of how we got here. I will not belabor this. Don't worry. So quick tour of how we got here. I am an overachiever myself and I'm efficient to a fault. So one day back in high school, I was a cheerleader. And as I started to, you know, grow up, as we hope people do, I was no longer, you know, as tiny as I was as a freshman when I joined the squad.
Right.
And I started to feel the pressure of the younger girls coming on and, you know, kind of like taking my place. So I just said to myself one day, well, we're not going to have that. I guess I don't have to eat. And it wasn't like born out of mental illness. It was not something that I thought really hard about. It was just a light bulb went off and I was like, well, if we have a problem, let's solve it. What's the quickest way? And yes, it's a very effective way to solve a weight problem, like super effective, but it's really the hardest thing you could possibly do. So I finished high school. I ended up on a cheerleading squad at my college. It's a large university in Virginia. It's in fact the University of Virginia. And it was wonderful, except, you know, once you start to behave that way, it's really hard to stop restricting your food. So everything I did was measured and precise, and it was out of this anxiety of what if I don't? So I lived my life through college and really up till the end of college, kind of like, what if I stop these restrictions? What's going to happen? Like the worst thing's going to happen. And to me, the worst thing happening would be, you know, being overweight, which let's be real, is not the worst thing that can happen to you. It's not even really that bad.
Right.
Pause, guess what? So after college, I had recovered from anorexia after a lot of work. And I spent many, many years up until right after I turned 30, at a very healthy, normal, happy weight. I was a group fitness instructor on, you know, weekends and evenings after real work. And I worked out all the time. I ate well, just, you know, I was also in my 20s.
Yeah.
So, you know, like life was fine. And then I hit 30 and I was finishing up my dissertation. I was in my very last semester of my program and I had gotten a grant to finish my dissertation, if, you know, on the agreement that I wouldn't work. I wouldn't teach. I wouldn't work in any way. It would only be writing the dissertation. So I got money essentially just to finish this thing. Mm-hmm. And that sounds awesome. But when you're not used to only doing one thing and then suddenly you're at home all by yourself all day with this, you know, huge document you have to write, you want to avoid it at all costs. Yeah. So this also coincided with Domino's coming out with their cheesy bread for like $5 back then. And it was the best thing ever. So I got to know my local Domino's delivery guy. And with that, I gained weight in avoiding my work. And yes, I finished my dissertation on time, but I also had gained a whole lot of weight in just a semester. And I found that for me, I'm a person of extremes. So I was like 30 pounds overweight, I think. And I was just beside myself. It was like, oh my God, the worst did happen. I told you all, yeah. It happened. Mm-hmm. But, you know, really I went the other extreme. I ate cheesy bread for like all meals.
Right. And,
I mean, my husband was just like, what are we eating? So after I wrote my dissertation, which surprisingly and very causing a lot of cognitive dissonance here, was on fitness motivation. So it was on like motivating women to figure out like how to live a healthy lifestyle. And I focused on fitness. So all this time, I feel like this huge fraud. So I start to feel embarrassed. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, like I said, I overcomplicate things. So everything just became a big deal. And it wasn't until I just was like, okay, hard stop. What am I doing? And I realized that it just doesn't have to be so hard. So I started using my research, turning it into really like, how can I help people out so they don't have to live through what I've lived through, like any version of it. And that's when I started just doing health coaching for fun, just on the side. I've been a personal trainer. I've been, you know, a part-time health coach. I've been all sorts of things, along with also being a professor of health. So I've gotten to test out these ideas in lots of different environments, and I went full-time with my business a year and 1 month ago exactly, and I don't ever want to look back because I get to dedicate every hour of my day to my favorite thing, like reading about health information and helping people not go through what I go through. So. Yeah. Long story, but that's how I got to here. And really, like, I've done all the awful things for you guys, you know, we don't want you to do that.
Yeah. And I feel the same way as far as my story with confidence and body image and just figuring out how do you navigate life and the challenges without losing yourself in the process? Because like you said, I mean, I'm an overachiever. I was a straight A student. I had it all together. But when a problem comes up, like you said, it's like, I want to find the quickest way to fix it. I want to find the most effective way to fix it. And the powerful thing comes when you stop viewing your body as a problem.
Yes, it's not a problem.
It's not a problem. It's just, this is what's going on. And I love what you said about when you started comparing yourself to the younger girls who were coming up behind you. And it's like, well, like, why would you compare an 18-year-old body to like a 14-year-old body?
Right.
You know, it just doesn't make sense. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so because I kind of had a weight gain after college. Mm-hmm. And I sat down with myself and I said, okay, Rebecca, like your pants don't fit. So you've got some options, right? Like you can focus all your energy on planning your meals, exercising, like doing everything you can in your spare time to lose this weight. And it was like 10 pounds, you know?
Yeah.
So like enough to notice, but not,
but not when, a big deal.
Yeah. But when you have a thinner frame, 10 pounds feels like a lot. Like,
yeah,
it feels like a lot.
Person, so now.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, like you can dedicate a lot of time and energy into losing this weight, or you can entertain the idea that this is how your body is, might be in the next phase of your life. Like you're not a teenager anymore. Like you're in your mid twenties and your body's going to change over time. And like, is that wrong? Like, no, and that's not wrong.
You got it. But it's a different, it's a, the word mind, words mindset shift are so overused, but it's a mindset shift. It's just, it's different. And that's not for, that we're not saying that you need to just be like, well, I guess I'm frumpy now. You know,
right.
That's not it all. But, you know, I, along those lines, one of the most interesting things that I found in research that I did in the last year was I asked women, I work with women from about 25 to 45-ish, like no hard and fast rules there, but that's just generally who I work with. And I asked women in that age group, you know, ideally, what would you like your health to be? You know, what was, when was the last time you felt really great? And I, you know, I will accept I have a little bit of a messed up mind already, you know, if I chose anorexia. I thought they were going to say, oh my God, college. Not a single one of them even came close to that. I got a couple my wedding days. I got one when I was pregnant with my first. I got, you know, after I had just completed a marathon, all these things I was like, oh my gosh, you're totally right. And not a single person said, I want to be skinny. I want to look like my college self. They all just want to be who they are, but better, which is, I actually just wrote a book and created a program called You But Better based off of that. Because really, like, that's what I found, that most of us are not looking for something ridiculous. We just want to be ourselves, but, you know, like just a little bit better, like just a little more, you know, energetic. And energy is one of the biggest things that came up, not weight loss. You know, most of them said, I guess I could lose 10 pounds, but it was all about what they felt like, what they wanted to accomplish. And I realized I'd been doing other women a huge disservice by assuming that they wanted to be skinny. Like, what the heck was going through my head?
Yeah.
You know? So it's, we get this impression that everybody wants to be thin as their goal. And you know what? That's perfectly fine if you do. That's cool. That's a goal. But most of them wanted to have the outcome of certain, like, you know, behaviors from health or fitness or nutrition. They wanted the energy. They wanted to be less stressed. They didn't want to drop into bed every night. And that was really what the story was to me after I did this research over the summer. It just, I was blown away. I thought, you know, the industry looks at this wrong. Like, we're not solving the correct problems. And I found that shocking, because even as someone in my target, my own target audience, I was wrong with assumptions.
Mm-hmm. So, well, and I think it's very easy to assume that everyone wants to lose weight, because that's what we're told every day, all the time, in commercials, on Instagram, like everywhere. It's like, oh, these are the exercises you can do to lose weight. These are the foods you can eat to lose weight. This is everything you need to do to lose weight. And then we start thinking, oh, wait, maybe I should want to lose weight. Maybe I do need to do something different. And the funny thing, or I don't know if it's funny is the word, but the thing about my weight loss, I guess, was that when I really got honest with myself, I was like, yeah, I mean, I'm not making the most healthy choices right now. Like if I was going to be honest about it, yeah, maybe I'm having too much pizza for dinner every other night. You know, maybe I could eat healthier and I could get a little more exercise. But the biggest thing for me was like, I'm not going to obsess over it. I'm not going to resist the weight gain and be like, this is terrible. This isn't who I am. I have failed, you know, because adding that guilt to it is like, you're just doing yourself even an even bigger disservice by adding those feelings of guilt and shame around it. Because whether you like it or not, I mean, the weight is there.
Right.
So feeling guilty isn't going to make it go away.
No. But
instead of feeling bad about it, I was just like, you know, maybe this is how my body wants to be and I'll make healthier choices every day. I focused on being happier, honestly, because I was in a really bad spot, like emotionally and mentally, I was just like in a bad spot. And the happier I got, the more my body went back to its like normal range. So I didn't realize that. I know. I didn't realize that until a few years later. I was like, wait, well, yeah, I mean, I did end up losing the weight without trying, but I guess what I did was just focus on like being happier and embracing what was going on. And then my body was kind of took care of itself.
Yep. We found the same secret. Like it was when I went about losing that extra weight just to get like just back, you know, like back to where I felt good. It was actually much more useful to do just like you said. That was the secret I found too, where weight is an outcome of these other things. Weight is not the goal. Weight is not what we're talking about. And this is, I want to make sure that I'm clear that I'm not like a healthy at every size. You can be any weight you want and you're healthy type. Like we're talking about like, if you're obsessing over this, you know, if you want to lose weight, that is totally cool, but you're probably going to be more successful if you focus on, okay, how do I reduce my stress and how do I get better nutrition in the form of like more vitamins, more fiber, you know, more good for you stuff, the obvious things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, frankly, weight loss, if we look at it just purely from the studies with metabolism and calorie burn and all that, it doesn't matter how you get the weight loss. There is no correct diet or wrong way to do it. It's pretty much like if your body burns more than you take in, you'll lose weight. How you get there, it does not matter. If you like a paleo diet, you go for it. If you like to just slowly but steadily, you know, feed what you feel like eating, go for it. But it's all about, you know, like that is really like the secondary or maybe even not even that important part. Mm-hmm. It's about focusing on your all over health. And then weight loss usually comes and your body rights itself. Your body wants to be back to normal, back to equilibrium.
Yep. Oh my God. I love that you use that word because that's what I call it. I call it your body weight equilibrium, like the weight that you can effortlessly maintain if you are eating pretty healthy and moving your body kind of frequently. Like you don't have to try and it's just kind of like you're living your life and that's how your body weight is. Like that should be your goal. Because I tell people like,
absolutely.
I'm like, I could be 10 pounds lighter if I wanted to, but God, it would be so hard. I would have to like drastically change everything. I would have to work out all the time to maintain that weight. Cause it's like, that's not how my body wants to be. And I'm not going to dedicate all of my extra time and energy to fighting my body's natural state.
Yeah.
Like I've got better things to do.
To what end? You're not going to go compete in a bikini contest. Like you are not going out to be a professional, like figure competitor, which is like a format of bodybuilding.
Right.
My husband is, how old is he now? He just turned 39 and he was taking these classes at our gym called Alpha, which is like Olympic weightlifting, a little bit of CrossFit-y cardio. It was intense stuff and it was making him exhausted. Mm-hmm. And he's in great shape. Like I'm not putting down my husband here, but about 6 months ago, he was like, I can't do it anymore. And, you know, he's started to lose a little bit of his muscle and, you know, I mean, he gets his beer belly because he's almost 40, he's coming back a little bit more, but he's happier. And I was like, honey, to what end? You know, like, why are you, if you aren't enjoying the workout, why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. And I say the same thing to the women I see just like slogging away on the treadmill, hating it. Like, why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. If you just, exactly like you said, we have the same philosophy. Yay. If you move as much as you can, you know, like don't knock yourself out. That's not sustainable.
Yeah.
Move as much as you can, eat pretty healthy, manage your stress most importantly, mm-hmm. you are just fine. Your body is going to find its way. And if it doesn't, go talk to your doctor. Maybe something else is wrong.
Right, right.
My motto is don't make it so hard. And it's because it's unreasonable for yourself, for people around you. Like, you become a miserable person when you are on an extreme diet or you're like working out every day. Mm-hmm. You're no fun to be around.
Yep. And you're probably not enjoying yourself either. Like, the biggest part is like, you probably feel like, you know, you can't participate in certain things, or you're always busy because you have to go to the gym or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's so nice to talk to someone who feels this way too. This is what I teach all my clients and everything. Like, we have to start with, what life are you already living? Mm-hmm. You know, like, what is already in your life? Guess what? You're probably not going to change that. So what can we tweak so that all these behaviors kind of add up to a really healthy you? And like, that's more sustainable, because God, you will hate your life if mm-hmm. you are constantly pushing towards something with no good reason. I mean, if you have a great reason for it, if you want to look like $1 million on vacation, go for it. Mm-hmm. I will not stop you, and I can tell you exactly how to get there. But, you know, it's just, for the average woman, it's just not necessary.
Yeah.
There are too many things going on to have to worry about this.
And also, the other part that I've found, and that I'll add to like the whole vacation thing you brought up, like, do you really think you're going to enjoy your vacation more because of the way you look? Because here's what ends up happening, because humans always focus, we are obsessed with the future and the past. So if you go on that vacation, and even if you lost the weight that you wanted to lose and whatever, you're going to be lying on that beach and you're going to see someone else who's got a nicer butt or nicer boobs or nicer hair or whatever. And you're going to find something else that you're going to be unhappy with. So like, if you can't learn to accept how you are now, you won't be able to accept yourself even when you reach the point that you want to. Like, there's always going to be something else. There's always going to be something different that you want or you think you need in order to feel the way that these commercials tell you can feel once you lose the weight or whatever. And it's like, if you've been to that mountaintop, I had a guest on the podcast last year who, she was a fitness competitor. And she was like, I realized I was killing myself doing all this stuff for a piece of plastic trophy that like I didn't even care about once I got it.
Right. And, you're not having fun anymore. What's the point?
Right.
I competed. This is the ridiculous end of my story here. I competed at the Mrs. Virginia pageant. It's the married women's portion of Miss America.
Okay.
So you go on to be Mrs. America, Mrs. World. Like, it's the same program. So I competed at Mrs. Virginia, and I nearly, you know, made myself nuts for the first few months that I was getting ready for it. I was like, oh my God, I have to be in the gym. I have to get ready. And I was like, so what? You are a grown woman competing to be Mrs. Virginia. This is ridiculous and fun. Go have fun. I had the best time ever. And heck no, I did not place, but I felt really pretty. I had a wonderful time. And, you know, really thinking about like your fitness competitor friend, like, if you aren't having fun with it, why are you doing it?
Yeah.
And, you know, like, as I said before, to what end?
Mm-hmm. You know? Right. And if the goal is to have fun and you're having fun, then that's great. And I think the problem and the struggle comes when we're so fixed on these outcomes. Yes. And then even when we get that outcome, sometimes it's not what you thought. Like, usually, they say, be careful what you wish for, because you might get it.
Yeah. Like, and you know, especially like the types of people like us, you know, the ones who need the health coach and the confidence coach and, you know, people like us, we tend to find that as we get a little bit of a perfectionist tendency, as we start to work toward these goals, where we become very singularly focused.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that perfectionism issue is that you keep moving the bar. Like, I was actually kind of proud of myself that I just went to Mrs. Virginia, competed, had an incredible time. But that was, I sort of had that shift like right in between of who cares? This is just fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's not always about winning or reaching the outcome. It's like, well, what if the outcome is the journey?
Right. Like what? So what if I had, you know, I was kind of bummed that I didn't place, and my parents and husband had come down to this teeny little town in Virginia where they held it. And we were out to dinner afterwards. It's a little bummed out, but you know, not really. And my mom said, okay, so if you had won this, so what? And I said, well, then I would have gone to Mrs. America. And she said, okay, let's say you won that. And I was like, so I would have gone to Mrs. World. And she's like, okay, then what a year later when you're not Mrs. World? And I was like,
right.
That's a really good point. Who cares? There's no cash prize.
That's awesome.
Like, yeah. I mean, at least Miss America gets a scholarship. Right. Mrs. America, it's just like, good job, old lady. So, I mean, that's once so she funny. Said that, I was like, yeah, you're right. If I'd won the whole thing, like a year later, there's another one. Who cares? Right.
And I love that because what I always say is ask yourself why three times and you'll probably get the truth.
Yes.
You're trying to lose weight, okay, why? Well, I want to be thinner. Okay, why? Well, because, and then it's like, oh, because I feel like I'm not attracted to my husband anymore.
Okay, like, whoa.
Well, then that's the truth. That's what you really need to work on, not necessarily your body. So
I think my clients do that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, this was so great. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your perspective. It's always nice meeting another someone in the health field that has a similar perspective on body weight and just the perspective of being healthy now and regardless of what that kind of looks like or what the goals are. So this was so great. Thank you again for coming on.
This was fun. Thank you for having me. Gosh, I could talk to you for hours.
I know. I was like, oh, well, we've got like 2 minutes.
If you go to Sirona.com, Sirona.com/confidence. I have a little download for you and hopefully that will help you move forward and just take what you've learned today and put it into action because there's just no reason for you to make your life hard.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Yes. Well, thank you again for coming on. This was great. And check out her free guide. I'm sure anything, any little thing that can help you set on the right path is worth your time. So check that out. And we will see you on the next episode.